My guest on Simply Folk is Paul Ottesen and Fo Fon. Paul is a songwriter and multi-instrumentalist and, perhaps most important, a public school music teacher in the Stoughton School District. And he's just finished up an interesting recording project. It's called Prairie du Chien, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and hear some music from that. Well, welcome back, Paul.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Welcome to all of you to Simply Folk. And I say welcome back because you were here with Nathan Edwards, supporting
right.
him on the Stephen Foster song project.
Yes, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That was a theme CD, and it looks like you've had a few themed CDs over the years.
Yeah, we do. I think we have that in common. It's nice to write to a theme.
So tell us a little bit about the genesis for this new recording.
Well, Prairie du Chien, these songs are some of them are quite old, but I'm originally from Prairie du Chien, and so I always had a connection to the city and certainly to the history of the city. And so when I was in college, I dabbled with a few ideas for songs based on characters from Prairie du Chien or events, and enjoyed that, and eventually came back to some of those songs and wrote a batch of maybe 10 more during a songwriting challenge called 50-90. And so I wrote those songs and added the other songs that I had, and I thought I had a full album, and then I let them sit for a little while, and eventually came back to them and picked out five that we liked the most, and re-recorded them, and that was the album.
Why don't we start with something right away? What would you like to start with?
Well, we might play a new song called "Flight of the Pleiades," which is going to be on an album that we're working on right now. If
okay.
that's all right.
Sure. It's called "Flight of the Pleiades."
Yep, "Flight okay. of the Pleiades."
Nice.
Secure my love. Will the sisters pull me up to a hiding place, to a darker space? Twice a lesson wrought with soil. Blame my anger bound to boil. I did not see this day, not in my mind, not in your face. All imaginary fame, the printed word, the liar's game. And when all you know is untrue, what then is a fool to do?
Flight of the Pleiades. That's Paul Ottesen and Fo Fon. And you heard the ukulele played by Paul. And you also heard the upright bass, that's Tom McCarty, and the drums are being played by Luke Baziner, and Audrey Krall is here singing, doing some backup vocals. And I know you've played on some other, you've played instruments on some other recordings, haven't you, Audrey?
I've done the auto harp and a little bit of the glockenspiel.
Oh, glockenspiel. I sort of hear the influence of the public school teaching maybe coming out here.
Yeah, he teaches me everything.
You mentioned that this was written as part of a songwriting challenge, the 5090.
Oh, actually, the Prairie du Chien, yeah, the Prairie du Chien songs were.
Right. And this was not part of that. Mm-hmm. And I know about the February songwriting challenge. Yes. Are there more and more of these kinds of things for songwriters? I mean, does it help you? Does it inspire you?
It does, yeah. For me, it was very important. You know, my mom always used to say that, you know, sometimes you need to write through the bad songs to get to the good songs. And I never really understood that until I did these songwriting challenges, because they force you to write, and they force you to write bad songs. And strange as it is, sometimes it feels good to write a bad song and just to say, okay, I've created something, even though I would never want anybody to hear it. You know, I've learned something hopefully through it and can now get on to the next thing. So this last song that we did, Flight of the Pleiades, that was part of FOM.
What is that acronym?
February Album Writing Month.
Okay.
Yep. So I started that back in, I think 2006, and I recorded a lot of songs on an old Tascam 4-track, which was a blast. It was a real treat. I still have those tapes, and we'll someday take them out and listen to the demos. I think it's something that that some songwriters need. And I definitely think that I need it to just force myself to sit down and write, because I find during the rest of the year there's just no time. I mean, even when you do write, there's no time to do it, and you just have to give up something in order to make it work.
Yeah, just make the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard a lot of songwriters say that, you know, they had to write 100 or 200 songs to get the real jewels, to get the real gems. And I think it's same for photographers and visual artists and things too. You have to really work on your craft.
Yeah, absolutely. And Audrey's a photographer, so maybe she can attest to that.
So you know.
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
You're constantly working at it.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to, I don't know, make my work better, challenging myself with every shoot I do.
Right, and experiment a little bit and see what resonates.
Yeah. Yeah. I still read books even though I graduated from like photography school 4 years ago. I'm constantly studying the art.
Well, so you're a visual artist and a musician, obviously. And Paul, I saw that on, was it Prairie du Chien you did all the artwork for it?
I did, yeah.
So are you a visual artist also?
You know, I wouldn't consider myself that, but I do like to dabble in graphic design, and I like to draw when I'm forced to. It's funny, actually. My wife is the artist in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the painter and drawer. But drawer, did I just say that? Is that what it's called? Yeah, I suppose.
Why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Oh, we'd like to play Sarasota's House. This is off of Robin Red.
See the battle. summer pass, for the strength won't pass, all the while the branches empty sway. Let us journey south, Sarasota's house is a dream I can't begin to shake. A palace, a reflection to bend, past until we're to find an end, ever warm and ever far away. Oh, you stake this park and make these hearts penny up for all the maddening sorrow.
Sarasota songs?
Sarasota's house.
Sarasota's house. And what's that about?
It's about, I guess, believing in somebody and following them, no matter the cost or how much pain might ensue. Specifically, following a circus, in this case. Traveling circus, not easy work.
No. Interesting,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. And wintering in Sarasota, okay. Florida.
And that would be referring to the Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Neat. Well, some of your songs are so inspired by history and about history, and that's, you know, part of your what you were talking about growing up in Prairie du Chien and becoming sort of hooked by the history there, mm-hmm. and interested in the history. And then you had the recording that was based on Aesop's fables.
Yeah.
Where did that spring from? How did that come about?
Well, I love alliteration. So it started there.
Mm-hmm, okay, you got
February
the title
fables,
first.
Exactly. And with February Album Writing Month happening in February, mm-hmm. that was a great starting point. That was the first year, really, for that challenge that I really dedicated time to songwriting and really trying to understand the craft of what it takes to make a good song. So in that year, I wrote 14 fables. I think that must have been maybe 2007 or 2008 when I wrote that. And then the next year, I wrote 14 more. So I had 28 fables that I'd tried to discover in song, and then took the 11 that I liked the best out of those, and that was the first opportunity I ever had to record, an actual album with musicians whom at the time I hadn't met, but would be such an incredible part of the process.
We're very lucky here at Wisconsin Public Radio. This room is one of the largest recording studios in the Midwest.
And
we're radio recording studios, I should say. And so we're very lucky to be able to have people like you come in and use it every once in a while. So thanks. What would you like to play next?
If it's all right, we might try a holiday song.
Sure, why not?
We'll work in the winter. So if the holidays are long over, it's all right. It's still a winter song. It's called Cigarette Angel.
Cigarette Angel? Okay.
stretch your cigarette wings and float among the holly, holly tree. Watch you, watch you, watch your ghost in reverie and breathe the pioneer so sweet. Lie down and part the snow, surrender all you've ever known. Be a warmth upon the cold, you will never be too old. Burn and burn and burn and toward your fingertips blue. This harkens to some other age. With cameras, 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 caught our solitude, I'd steal this fame away. And all the reindeer and all the bells would steal us clear, would make us well. Our sight of spite and filled with cheer would melt away the coldest year. Lie down and part the snow, surrender all you've ever known. Be a warmth upon the cold, you will never be too old. Starlet, 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 in a tragedy roll, your tears shed on the steady chime. But silent, silent, silent on the curtain call, still broken by the closing lines. And all the reindeer and all the bells would steer us clear and make us well. Our sight of spite and filled with cheer would melt away the coldest year. Lie down and part the snow, surrender all you've ever known. Be a warmth upon the cold, you will never be too old.
Cigarette Angel. If you're just tuning in, my guests on Simply Folk are Paul Ottison and Fo Fawn. And Fo Fawn in front of me right now is Tom McCarty playing upright bass, and Luke Baziner, who was just playing drums with one hand. And Glockenspiel, is that Glockenspiel?
Yeah.
On the other hand. And then Audrey Krall, who was singing the backups. And I have to ask, are you the primary songwriter, Paul, or do you get collaboration from others?
I am usually, yeah. What's really fun with this group is I'll present a song, and in many cases it takes on a completely new shape, than I had originally intended. I still think back to Sisters of the Wind and the Sun, which was a song on February Fables that I thought was going to be this very gentle, this very, rolling. And Luke adds, like a punk beat to it?
A punk beat with brushes.
With brushes, and it's just perfect.
Punk beat on brushes, okay.
Yeah, so it's usually I'll write a song, and then I'll be surprised by what comes out as soon as we get together and we play it. So it's a really exciting process.
Yeah. It's very creative for everybody involved.
I think so. I hope so.
Definitely.
I think it desperately, yes. Many cases desperately. Yeah.
You are a school teacher, a music teacher.
I am.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to send a shout out to your school?
I would. Yeah, Fox Prairie Elementary in Stoughton. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Great kids, great staff. Yeah.
And what kinds of music do you teach?
Well, you'd be happy to know we do a folk unit in the
Excellent.
Fall. We call it Fall into Folk.
All right.
Yeah. And through that we learn the baritone ukulele. That's one of my favorite instruments, and we're lucky enough to have enough for our fourth and fifth graders to learn. But as we come into the winter now, or as we are in the winter, coming back from winter break, we'll start to really dive into classical music and learn about the instruments of the orchestra. And we have a big show, if I can plug it. Our fifth graders are performing Beauty and the Beast Jr. At the Stoughton Opera House this year.
Oh, yeah, wow, that's a big deal.
We're very excited about.
And yes. When is that?
That is the 28th and the 29th of January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
Coming up. So it's going to be a busy, busy January for us.
It sounds like it. A lot of rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, how exciting for them to be able to play in such a neat venue.
Oh, it is. We do it every year. We're very lucky to have that relationship with the Opera House, and it's just been magical for the kids. Every year we do it. It really is.
Did you start out your study of music in public schools?
I did, yeah. I wish I remembered more of my elementary music experience. I don't as much. I remember being Rudolph in a winter program, and the music teacher putting a red lipstick on my nose. That's and from there on, I knew.
Did that somehow inform Cigarette Angel in any way? Or?
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be great if that was the case. But no, I did do music in high school a lot. I did band and I did choir. And it was really there where I knew that I wanted to continue with music in one way or another.
And where did you study music?
At UW Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's where I met Nate as well.
Nice.
As well as many other incredible musicians.
Great. What would you like to play next?
We'd like to do... Should we do Impossible Blue?
Sure.
We'd like to do a song off Robin Red called Impossible Blue. And this song is it's kind of about past lives, and you know, if you could really look back into a past life clearly, how interesting it would be if it was yourself in the exact same situation, just at a different time. You know, whether it's relationships or whether it's, you know, your job or your house or anything. Just imagine how funny it would be if you've already lived this life before.
Let the hand strike away to another time, to another day, where she's the letter carved inside my word, mine, faded smile, no evidence, no sharp denial. Your voice, it calms the soul and sings, oh, pull me down deep till the song. Vision of the heart appears, and oh, it beats beyond its measure. Still in vain, although I feel as if its heart is born to heal from sorrow's pain. And Lady Fair, oh, pull me down deep till the soft moon becomes a truly impossible. Thank you.
broken man who lost his dove through no fault but his reckless style, budding heart, many fails from many starts, a tribute to what always could have been and what will never be.
Impossible Blue?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, neat. And I was listening to you and Audrey, and you were on top of, I mean, you were singing a false, beautiful, pure, clear falsetto, nice. And Audrey was singing the harmony below you, which is not usually what happens when you have a male and a female singing together. It's just neat.
it's fun. It's fun sometimes to do that, yeah. And it definitely helps singing in falsetto for most of the day as an elementary school teacher.
Oh, I suppose so.
Sing like a girl, Mr. Addison.
Yeah. Every once in a while I have a kid that, usually a kindergartner, that's new. And we'll say, why do you always sing like a girl? And you can't help but laugh at that.
Yeah. Did you ever spend some time as a boy soprano as a kid?
I didn't. No, I didn't. Yeah. I wonder. I bet that would have been fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, you almost could now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's not too late.
Yep.
It was just a lovely sound.
Oh, thanks.
Well, would you like to close with one more song? We just about have time for one more song.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to do another new one.
This is not on any
it's
release
not.
Yet?
Okay. Not currently. It's called At the Skyway. Thank you.
the sky away.
At the Skyway, Paul Ottison and Faux Fawn. Thank you very much for sharing your time and talent. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
We also heard, well, Paul Ottison was singing and playing the uke and the harmonica and the guitar. And we heard Tom McCarty playing the upright bass and Luke Baziner drums, glockenspiel, and some backup vocals on that last one. And Audrey Kralp singing. It's just lovely, really nice. Thank you for sharing all that great music.
Thank you.
And we'll have links to the music and your website and all of that stuff at our website at WPR.org. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.